AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Yo, what up? It's Desi Hollow. Check me out at the Bootleg Kev Podcast.
Bootleg Kev Podcast. Special guest in here. Desi Hollow.
Represent Oceanside,
man. Oceanside's in the house. What up, Kev?
Man, I'm chilling.
Been a long time, man.
For sure.
You got I remember when I seen you last. We was at an event and you was like on your phone because you had placed a bet.
Oh.
And it was, yeah. It looked like he was down bad, though.
You know what? You're right. That was that was a Cypress Moreno spot.
Yeah, in L.A.
And it was Dope Man's event, right? Yeah, there was a bet. I had like 10 grand riding on a college game. And I don't remember if I think they pulled it out for me. But I definitely, the whole time, I had 10 grand on that game. And that shit sucked. That shit was stressful. I'm glad I got over that part of my life.
Yeah, you were sweating over there.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, it was like a college football. I don't even watch college football, bro. But I just be using my homies' picks, and I put 10 bands on a game, and I've never been so in tune to a football game. And I forgot who was playing. It was like, might have been UCLA or something. I don't know. But I don't remember if I won that bet. I think I won it. I think I'd remember more if I lost it. Because I know my big losses. I could point at the game and say, fucking Mike White from the Jets beating the Bengals 2 years ago. 15 bands out the door. But, you know, I've won enough. I'm off the gambling now.
A little spending money, a little bit.
I do a little bit here and there. You know, I put a little bit out there. But, there was like during that period, there was like a 2-year stretch during the pandemic where I was fucking leveraging some bread on shit I can't control, which is a bad habit to have. By the way, if you'd like to do the same thing, go to mybookie.com and use the promo code bootleg and sign up, and you might get a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. Shout out to mybookie. But yeah, no, that I do remember that. Yeah, I wasn't even present at the event because I was so like,
I know, I was like, hey, Kev.
Man, look, bro, like, yeah, nah. But hey, how's everything, man?
Everything's good. Everything's on the up. I just released that a project album. In the video with
Caught in the Funk.
I just released that and independently as my first independent drop, and it's, you know, it's
a video with Corrupt.
And then I also dropped, yes, my game plan was to drop the album with the visual with Corrupt, and then following that, my whole roll-up plan was just my music videos. I have been shooting music videos. I guess my plan is not like an industry rollout, but it's kind of like a consistency type of rollout. It's a different format than.
Well, you've been like diving in the last couple of years into kind of bringing back this old school, like G-funk shit that's like missing from the game.
Yeah, I think right now is a good time for the type of music I'm making because you don't really like hear that anymore.
No, for sure. It's different. It stands out.
And it's something that like the West Coast was known for. And
nobody's making it.
I feel like I have a chance to kind of be the person that's, you know, gets to like bring in that second wind of funk. And, you know, I'm doing my best, but it's you know, it's catching on. I see people starting to like find out about me that were like, man, I used to listen to this type of sound when I was younger growing up. And it was the same with me. You know, I grew up on the sound and now I'm creating it.
Yeah. For you, when did you kind of decide
to like go that route?
Yeah.
I think like 3 years ago, I dropped my first project that was just all funk.
Right.
And it was called, Caught in the Funk. Or no, not Caught in the Funk. I think
that's a new one, right?
Nah, what is the first one called? Because we had One Nation Under the Funk was the one before this. Before that one was Can You Handle the Funk. That was my first project where I just did only funk, you know? Right. But I had always like, you know, messed with funk and you know, was accustomed to it from just growing up on it. But I never really like had a body of work that was dedicated to just that sound, you know.
And you've been working with like some legends. Like you had a record with Sugar Free. I saw
Sugar Free, Dub C. Been working with Lil Rob.
Shout out to Lil Rob.
Yeah, shout out to Lil Rob, man. He's definitely a solid one that has always been a supporter for sure.
And like I've been seeing since you've been doing this, like you've been going up. Like I see you getting bookings and shit. I see you doing car shows.
Yeah, no, I've been doing a lot of shows, but my whole thing is that I really want to do like a successful tour for this project. I've never been like on tour or really had right. like a booking
agent. Dates and stuff.
Yeah, right. I've never had like a booking agent really put together like some tour dates for me. So right now I'm in the middle of getting that done.
Dope. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So for you, so you've worked with some legends, man. Who's been the coolest guy to kind of like hang with and like, you know, because
they all have their own like personalities. And for me, it's like, I'm a younger generation, so I kind of have to like, I don't know, like speak accordingly, but just, you know like who I'm talking to, because Little Rob, the way I talk to Little Rob is different than how I talk to like Corrupt or Dub C, you know. But you know, I got love for them all, and they've all showed love, but by far Little Rob has been someone that's been like.
Well, you guys, I mean, Oceanside and San Diego are not the same, but you got to go through Oceanside to get to fucking San Diego if you're in LA. And they're very, even though you guys are very different, a lot of people kind of just, like my homie Ben, I don't know if you know Ben Fly, he's from Oceanside.
Yeah.
But when he talks to people about where he's from who don't understand California, he just says San Diego because it's easier to say that than Oceanside.
Because
if you say Oceanside, you got to be like, oh, where's that? It's about an hour north of San, you know. So you guys are like, for Little Rob's kind of like one of the pillars of San Diego hip hop, if not the goat of it. Like it's like J.O. Felony, him, like there's Rob Stone, like there's guys, but like Little Rob to me is the most like longevity dude that kind of represents south of LA the most, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think the word for Little Rob would be like iconic, because
for sure he's an icon.
When you think about like Chicano rap, he's you know, he's
the face, he's like right, the Jay-Z of it,
right? Which is, you know, that's a big thing
for sure.
So yeah, no, much flowers and props to Little Rob.
Yeah, nah. So for you, do you ever get frustrated that Oceanside has yet to kind of, because it's now, I feel like you're doing such a good job of making sure people know like Oceanside is Oceanside, like. And you have a sound, which every place needs a sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But like being from Oceanside, you guys get confused and punched in with San Diego a lot. You know what I mean? Is that something that gets frustrating? Because you're like, no, we're our own thing over here. Like it's a whole different place.
For me, I just, I just tell people I'm from Oceanside. You know, I have love for like a lot of artists from San Diego, and
for sure,
I spend a lot of time down there.
Great place.
Yeah, and you know,
Oceanside's beautiful too.
Yeah, but for the most part, you know, there's like a lot of similarities, and it's just all love, you know, with me. But Oceanside is definitely its own thing. So
a lot of military folks there.
Yeah, yeah, and right now it's a lot of like gentrification and like remodeling. So we see a lot of tourists. We see a lot of like Prices going up.
For sure.
We see a lot of things changing right now. So
it's becoming a hot spot too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
For people to like go vacate there or move there. Like I have hella people I know from Arizona like, yo, you ever heard of Oceanside? I'm thinking about living there. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, people will come on vacation. I've met somebody and said they were on vacation. I was like, out here, you know? But they're starting to get more and more things that attract tourists out there. So, you know, it's good and bad. But I always try to paint the picture of, you know, how it was for me growing up in Oceanside. Because at the end of the day, every city is going to, like, get gentrified. It's going to get, you know, it's going to change. You know, nothing stays the same. So my job is just to paint, you know, what I know of Oceanside.
You're a representation of your city. So you got your experience there you got to share with the world.
Yeah.
It's dope, man. So, like, obviously you grew up listening to old school hip hop, the funk shit. Like, for you, like... Was there a record or a moment that, like, you kind of realized, like, oh, shit, like, I could really bring this shit back low-key if I really, like, lean into this a lot more? Because you weren't always making funk music. I think when I first met you, you were making more, like, traditional rap shit, you know?
Yeah, more like, lyrical, yeah. Like, boom-bap trap.
Right.
For me, I mean, my whole reason behind interest in becoming an artist was listening to like artists such as DJ Quick,
yeah,
Nate Dogg, you know, a DPG. So you know, I was into like that West Coast sound, but it took me a while to kind of like grasp how it was gonna sound, especially like a lot of my hooks are like sang and stacked. So I had to learn how to stack my vocal. I had to learn what sounded good and what didn't. Because I did a lot of like test runs. Like for this last album, I did like 150 songs to get it down to the 14 that are on the album.
Shit.
Mainly because like sometimes I'll be like, all right, I have this good melody. And when I lay it, I don't have the capacity to be able to project my vocal in that way. So then that song ends up being trash, you know?
You gotta put someone on it.
Yeah, yes and no, because for me, it's like, I like to do a lot of things myself.
Find you your Nate Dogg, you know? You gotta find you your Nate Dogg.
Well, I mean, I sing on a lot of my hooks, but it's like, sometimes the singing doesn't come out how you think it's gonna come out, you know? And I always tell myself that before somebody else is like, yo, that sounds like shit, you know? I'm my biggest critic, for sure.
It's funny, because I always say that. I'm always like, dog, like, why don't we hear... I say this about, like, legends in L.A., you know? Because I'm like... Man, why aren't LA rappers making the shit that, like, the like, there's a reason why the Chronic and all these records are classics. Like, why not do just more of that in 2024? Like, take that sound and just make it the sound again. And so when you're doing what you're doing, and I see it like actually working for you, and like I see people who don't know you posting your shit all the time, and I'm like, oh shit, that's dope. That the sound at least is it's that OG sound is resonating because it's missing. Like nobody is, I don't think, got the balls to be like, man, I'm gonna do this OG West Coast shit and make it modern and make it fly and just push the sound, because the sound is still popping. People are still listening to those old school records.
Yeah, especially overseas.
For sure.
Especially overseas, you know, and my whole goal too with Worldwide, with Corrupt, was that, you know, it would resonate overseas. And
like,
and
I know Japan's got a huge following. Mm-hmm. Like, they love the LA shit in Japan.
Yeah, you see like the clothing, yeah, style, the, mm-hmm, the cars, you know.
Have you gotten booked over there yet?
Nah, but you know, this year I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. Especially, I want to get on that Lowrider tour too. I don't know if you're familiar with like Lowrider magazine.
They've been doing the car shows forever.
Yeah,
I think you're doing, or you already did. Did you already do the Super Show in Phoenix?
I've done it twice, and then I've done Vegas twice.
Okay.
And then I'm also doing this year. I'm going to be in Colorado for a Super Show.
Them shits are fun, dude.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah,
all them dudes is there to have fun. So it's like, you know, like some rap shows, you know how it is when you go to like a rap show and people don't know who you are. They kind of got your nose up at you a little bit.
Yeah.
You go to a car show, everybody there is just like, oh, this is great. Yeah. There's a concert happening. Let's enjoy this.
Yeah, because other than that, it's just like, it's good to look at the cars, but you know, a little entertainment, you know.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a dope set, which the music I make just ties in really well with the lowrider.
Yeah, and your visuals. Scene, so. Like you got a lot of cars in your visuals and shit.
Yeah, yeah, the cars. I try to put as much Cali culture in my videos as I can. Because like I said, man, like you don't see a lot of that no more.
For sure. You don't, man. So it's dope to see it. Like for you, has there been anybody who you've noticed checking you out or have liked a photo or left a comment or DM'd you where you're just like, oh shit, this person, I'm on their radar. That's crazy.
I mean, yes, but I mean, I would say yes to like certain posts that are like I did of me, but I've done collabs with like Sugar Free, Dub C, and Corrupt, and it's like, you know, their peers will comment and chime in on.
But like who? Like who's the craziest guy? Like, you're just like.
I mean, there's like a handful, like Mac 10. Just the last post I did with Corrupt, it was like Mac 10, Lazy Bone,
Fire,
Richie Rich.
Shout out to Richie Rich, man. Shout out to the Bay.
Yeah, but it was like there were some big names on there that I just was like, oh, okay, that's cool, you know. Mac 10. I'm a big fan of Mac 10.
Oh, for sure. I think Mac 10's one of the most slept on motherfuckers ever. Somehow, like when we talk about West Coast grades, somehow he slips through the cracks. Cause he's one of them ones,
bro. Like, no, he really is, bro.
Like, and Backyard Boogie.
He held it down for Inglewood so like tough. What? Like when I think of Inglewood, that's the first.
I think of Mac 10's face.
Yeah,
I think of Inglewood. I think of Mac 10, and that's it. I mean, shout out to Rucci. There's other, but I think of Inglewood as a kid. I think of Mac 10, bro. Like I'm like shit. He was. I never would have thought of Inglewood, and except for when Tupac said it on California Love, then I was like Inglewood always up to no good. Okay. What's that place? But nah, shout out to Mac 10. Yeah, that'd be a crazy collab because he's back to making music again. And I think he did, I want to say the last record he dropped was Car. It was very, I'm trying to think. He was on the show, man, and it was like so cool to talk to him. Cause,
oh, yeah. It was like about like cars, right?
Yeah, but Mac 10's a legend, bro. And he's got some real classic albums. And West Side Connection is one of the. I mean, that album, the first album, Bow Down.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the mantle up there.
Yeah, that was a powerful rap group for sure.
For sure.
West Side Connection, you know, DPG.
Of course. Shout out to Dog Pound. Shout out to Corrupt. Corrupt's a cool-ass motherfucker, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he has some funky-ass shit, too. Like, if you think about, like, some of his singles and shit, like he had that sound, bro. Shout out to Corrupt, man. I just miss old school like LA hip hop. So I'm glad that you're like, or just West Coast hip hop. I don't use the word LA because you're obviously in Oceanside, but just the West Coast sound is like, it's going. It's like I gotta listen to 20-year-old records to hear the shit I love.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's good to hear what you're doing. You're keeping that shit alive, and I think the fans are relating to it. You know, because it's obviously working for you.
Yeah, it's working, but it's like it's at my own pace. You know, however much like work I put into it is gonna be my outcome. You know, or however much like financially, however much right. I put into it financially, it's gonna be my outcome as well.
And you're strictly indie?
Oh yeah. So you know, I fund everything. I fund like the videos, just everything. You know, so it's like once you get into the business mindset, it kind of goes into the writing process. So then when I write a record, it's like, okay, I need to write something that's going to sell. But at the same time, it has to be true to me.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to like manage everything and stuff like that and have like a business mindset, it's definitely transferred into the music.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, I mean, if you're handling everything, you're handling your own videos, now you're like, okay, well. Because I'm sure you have to pay for some of these features, but you'll know, okay, I know I could get this back.
Yeah. It's just an investment, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, for what you do, you have to do those features. Because for you to like have a record with Corrupt, making old school like hip hop shit like that, that shit is fire.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, each feature goes to the next feature, if you know right. what I mean.
So, for sure.
Say I just work with Corrupt, you know, now it's like opened me to a whole nother.
Yeah, now everybody, now when you reach out, you be like, hey,
it's look. Easier to, you know, I got a little bit of like.
Mm-hmm. You got a little pull.
A little bit of weight under my name now, so.
Who you want to work with next?
Mac 10.
Mac 10.
Yeah. Or Warren G.
That'd be hard. Warren G lives. I don't want to say where he lives, but he lives down there.
Yeah,
not down where you are, but he lives on the way there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Warren. I'm sure that's easy, man.
Not as easy as it sounds, but it's like.
Well, Warren G's like a real family man, and he's a. By the way, his Instagram's lit because he be barbecuing hella meats. That motherfucker's a grill aficionado.
I know, it looks great.
He has his own sauce.
It looks great.
He has his own like dry rub. I think
it's Sniffin' Griffin. I think what it's called.
Whatever it is. He's got it going, but Warren G is like you know, he was active a couple of years ago. He put a record out with Ty Dolla $ign, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So, yeah, I mean.
No, I follow him. You know, I see him in the booth.
And he's doing a lot of these old school shows. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing is, like, when you do these car shows now.
Yeah, I run into them.
You can run into them.
Yeah, hey, I run into Warren G. I mean, I met Warren G already. I met a lot of artists already. But, you know, it's not like I'm just like, hey, let's
work on something. You should work with MC Magic. I think that'd be hard. You get, like, an MC Magic talk box hook. On one of your records?
Yeah, me and him have gone back and forth before. MC Magic, because I've done like a handful of shows with him.
Yeah, for sure.
I get tied in a lot with like shows with like Baby Bash and Little Rob. So
I see it.
I'm in the whole, like, I see them a lot, you know, that whole circle.
It's a car culture shit, because you're making like that, you know, you're making like.
Yeah.
So what's the album's out? Obviously, Corrupt's on the album. Anybody else on the album?
Corrupt's on the album. Mitchie Slick's on the album.
Hey, shout out to Mitchie Slick, San Diego legend.
And then P-Lo's on the album.
P-Lo, fire. Did he do the beat or he just do a verse?
He did the beat and then we recorded a song together and it was fun, bro.
P-Lo's the best.
Working with him is fun, bro. Like, usually when I work with artists, it's like, damn, we're in our own size of the room and we're writing shit. With him, we're literally great together. We're sitting down, we got a mic, we're just going back and forth.
He's great.
You know, it's like, I never recorded like that before.
Was working with P-Lo, like, was that something like where he reached out to you? Did you reach out to him? How'd that work?
That's a crazy thing, bro. And this music shit is nuts because, like, I had a shoot. Check this out. I had a shoot in Hollywood with Inhale, which is Nate Dogg's son.
Okay, yeah.
And we were shooting at some house out there. And I went to the liquor store, and P-Lo walks in the liquor store. And I'm just like, what the fuck is that, P-Lo? I get my stuff, and then I go outside of my car, and he, what do you know? He's passing me. And I'm like, yo, P-Lo, what up? But I had met him previously at an Empire party when I was signed with Empire years before. Right. So then after I seen him that time, we ended up following each other. And then one day he just reached out and said, yo, man, let's
I like what you're doing.
Let's see what we can do.
Yeah.
Which was a big thing for me because, like, when I look at, like, the status that he has, he's up there, you know?
For sure.
So for me, it's like, man, like, of course, let's create, you know? So then I went and I met up with him the first time. I met up with him like 5 times. We made like 3 songs.
Hard.
And none of them were it. Until, like, I gave it a little bit of time. And then I came back to a studio and was like, yo, I want to make something for my album. I want it to be funky, but I don't want it to... I want you to still be turned up.
Yeah, do what you do.
That bass sound. And then we created that record. And then I put this record called Hotel Lobby on my album that he produced and we created together.
Fire. That's dope.
But he's solid, though, man. Big shout out to P-Lo. Just, you know, the best, with the help with everything, you know. And he's doing big things.
He's killing it. Shout out to Mitchie Slick. Shout out to Strong Arm Steady too. He's one of the OGs out in San Diego. So for sure, man. Alright, so look, the album is out. I suggest anybody who's watching this who haven't heard of you, if you love classic West Coast hip hop, this guy's bringing the sound back in his own way, in a modern dope way, bringing the funk back. And there's a tour coming soon. You're doing all kind of car shows. You said you're doing Colorado soon.
Yeah. We got some shows coming up. But I'm just going to try to put a tour together with the dates.
Fire.
As soon as possible, you know. But
yeah, you're doing some dope shit, man. It's good to see, you know, your growth. And I'm glad that you found something that I feel like was missing. Because you're doing it. When I see your shit, I'm like, man, this the shit. This motherfucker should have been doing this ill shit. Like, so it's just glad. I'm just glad to see someone keeping that shit alive and it's working out.
Yeah, no, it's
because you ain't like a new artist. You're like, you've been around a minute, bro. So like for you to like kind of keep stay with it until you were able to find
right. It's the consistency and just being relevant. You know, like a lot of people like don't understand how to even like work certain things such as like social media. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like different platforms, you know, that they should be utilizing in order to be like seen, you know?
Yeah, you gotta do all that shit. It's nowadays, you have to wear more hats as an independent artist than ever.
Yeah.
Not only do you have to go make the music, but you have to promote the music and you have to know how to promote the music. That's your own skill alone.
To be honest with you, you really gotta learn everything. Yeah. Like how to record yourself, how to
edit some videos,
everything, all of it, bro. Yep. Everything.
Yeah, if you're gonna be independent, and even if you ain't, you're crazy if you don't learn all of that anyway. You should be able to kind of save as much money as you can here
and there. Because like they say, knowledge is power. You know, if you know how to do editing videos or you know how to record yourself, that's two people that you don't have to pay.
Right,
mm-hmm. right.
That's what Russ always says. Russ is like, he used to edit his videos. He records, mixes, masters, and makes his own beats. Those are a lot of things that cost money out in the game.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So man, keep killing it, bro. Go. The album's called Caught in the Funk, right?
Caught in the Funk, yeah.
It's out right now. You can go stream it. YouTube, go check out all his videos. You got videos with some big dogs. So, you know, just go dive into what this guy's doing, Desi Hollow. Shout out to Oceanside, man. If we go to Oceanside, what's the one restaurant you're taking me to?
Man, if we go to Oceanside, I'm finna take you to this spot called... It depends if you like Tosti Locos and like,
what the fuck is that?
You don't like Tosti Locos?
What's that?
It's like a
is it Mexican food?
Yeah, it's a Mexican spot called Rico's, and they have like Tosti Locos. It's like a big plate of, it's like a bunch of different stuff on it.
But that sounds like some ocean side shit.
It's nah, man. It's you
Tosti Locos. Tosti Locos.
Tosti Loco. Yeah,
that sounds like a rap group, dog. That sounds like they were signed to High Power Records back
so
in the day.
So, see, you got to try it. So, we're definitely going there for
all
sure.
Right, there we go, my guy. I appreciate you pulling up.
Yeah, of course, bro.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.